Okay, let's begin. Close your eyes. Straighten your spine. Just take a couple minutes to adjust your posture. Your spine straight. Chin is slightly in. So your back of your neck is straight. Shoulders are down. Palms are up on your lap. Just next couple minutes, let's observe our inhalation and exhalation. You do not have to change the pattern of your breathing. You do not have to control it or judge it. Just observe. When you find yourself in mind chatter, just to bring back your consciousness to your breathing, just observe. Today, I like you to have a fun. First, you may not feel fun at first, but think of someone whom you have conflict with. The person whom you have a conflict with is a person maybe you are worrying about, or you don't like, you want to avoid. anyone who bothers your peace. Maybe someone you are deeply in love with. Pick one person and use all your imagination to visualize that person. And observe your feelings towards that person. All your thoughts, your words, that's fine too, to observe. You want to say something to that person. You want to offer something to that person. Whatever they are, just acknowledge them. You want to offer a help or kindness. But the person doesn't accept your help, don't listen to you. Whatever you have toward that person, just acknowledge them. You have a feeling that you want to make that person change for better, if you can. If you want the person to feel better or more comfortable or peaceful, I don't think it's not just one feeling. There are mixed feelings or thoughts or words. That's from you to that person. And next, think about what you want from that person. Be honest with yourself. You want that person to say, I'm fine. And you won't really want to feel the person is fine. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was wrong. whatever. There, it's fine. Just acknowledge them. Okay, then imagine that there are all kinds of boxes in front of you or around you. Different sizes and shapes. Pick one. Pick one box, pick it up, and put all your feelings, emotions, and thoughts that you want from that person. Your judgment, or you think the person judges you. Any thoughts, any feelings from that person to you that you want to receive. Oh, I want to see the person smile or open arms. A gentle words, or thank you, whatever. Put those into box. So choose the box that fit all your wishes. Hold that box. Maybe put the ribbon around it, or wrapped with nice paper, cute paper, as a present, as a gift. Since you are holding the box, that's yours. Whatever inside a box is yours. I want you to give that box to that person with all your heart in it. If you put a smile over that person, put the smile on your face. If you put a thank you or I'm sorry in that box, they thank you. I'm sorry. Whatever you want to receive from that person, you put into the gift box and give. Whatever you want to receive, give it first. So you know the person received from you, the person has all those qualities. Please invite another person and let's do the same. Again, it does not matter someone you don't like or what you really care about. Maybe someone is sick, physically or mentally, and you really want that person feel better, or someone who are always irritated and angry, and really you want the person be calm and gentle. What do you want to receive from that person? Be honest with yourself. When you cannot think of anything, then pick the box which can contain all of your wishes. And this time, you really literally feel the box in your hands stretch out your arms to offer the box to that person, and with your mind eye, see the person will take the gift from you. See the reaction. And take time and just see the person opens the box. That's your gift to that person. The gift you want to receive. But that's the gift from you to that person. You give them first. So you know the person has all of them. You receive what you give. You receive what you give. Or you receive what you share. Giving and sharing are same. You never lose what you give. You just share. And since you share, it increases. That's the law of God. That's true giving and receiving, and sharing and increasing. This is the idea from the Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 108. To give and to receive are one in truth. To give and to receive are one in truth. What belongs to the children of God cannot be lost. We are all equal. So when someone seems to get more, In truth, everyone gets more. Again, the giving and sharing are same. Let's keep this idea in our mind. And keep the gift boxes. It's in handy. Whatever you want to receive, give it. Just to give it. Let's observe inhalation and exhalation again. Just observe. When you inhale, when you exhale automatically. It's very natural. It's like waves coming and going. To give and to receive are one in truth. Please keep this idea in your mind. For a week, and see you next Tuesday. Put your head down slowly and coming out from the meditation, please. Thank you very much for joining us. We are moving to the healing clinic. So if you'd like to stay and receive the short healings, just to turn your chair heading that way. And if you need to leave, just to fold the chair kindly and put back where they belong. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.